This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome to the American Family Farmer, the weekly radio program for the small independent farm owners and those interested in how your food gets from the farm to your table. Here's your host, lifelong family farmer, Doug Steffen.
Welcome to Good Days, American Family Farmer. I'm Farmer Doug Steffen, broadcaster of Farmer. I decided this program fit with my love of farming, my love of broadcasting, and so now the program is heard all around the country various times over the course of the week. Happy to have you along. The idea here is to fix problems with the food supply, the small farmer, the family farmer. The American Institution of Agriculture is being attacked by big business, big government. And so in this circumstance, we try to find stories that are good that will help you perhaps inspire you in some way, shape, or form, or actually give you practical ideas as to how to solve some of the problems that you may be facing on your farm, or what Americans need to know about what's going on the farm. The locavore movement is a very important part of our focus here. Locavore movement is that group of people in your town who want to buy from you because you're producing your goods, your products locally. That's the best combination as far as I'm concerned. The things that are going on in our country with the weather and how it's affected farmers, and again, the government getting involved. The dairy industry wasn't bad enough with all of the focus on the Trans-Pacific Partnership and the weather, the drought, and how that's affected us. I thought it was interesting that a bunch of dairy producers met in Wisconsin, and with them was the Agriculture Secretary, Tom Vilsack, who says the U.S. Department of Agriculture is going to purchase $20 million worth of cheddar cheese to reduce the cheese surplus and push the value up of that a little bit. That's good and bad. It's sort of artificial, but the government uses the cheese anyway in the school lunch program and other things. So milk supplies and dairy business in general have been bad, really bad, the last two or three years. Actually, as long as I've been involved in dairying, the price has been just stupid. So anyway, they're trying to help out the dairy farmer, and I thought that was something that was worth some note. Let me introduce you to the star of our conversation this week, a fellow named Joe Small, who runs the small farm operation. Go to their website. I believe it's a small farm LLC. Well, let me find out from Joe. Joe's story is about him and his father, and it's a great, inspiring story. That's why I wanted to have him here to tell the story. Joe, welcome.
How are you?
I'm well, thank you. How about you?
I'm doing pretty good.
That's good. You've been farming with your father all of your life. Tell us what your first memory is of a farm experience. Was it with an animal? Was it on a piece of machinery? Was it out in the field? What do you remember first?
Well, the first thing was picking cotton with a sack and putting it in a sack back when I was in 5, 6 years, 7 years old out on the farm. Had a little small farm. We picked cotton by hand at that time. And it just all started from there.
So was your father with you? Was he teaching you? And how many other members of your family were there doing that at the same time as you?
At that time, it was only me. I was the oldest child, and my younger brother's 10 years younger than I am. And so it was just me and my mother out in the field, and Dad was on equipment taking care of the rest of the farm while we'd picked the cotton.
Mm-hmm. So you go back to the 20s. You were about, what, 6 or 7 when the Dust Bowl blew in? When the
That was Dad. I was born in 1951.
51. Okay, your father is 23. Yeah. Yes, that's right, too.
Yes.
But your father is 92, and he's still working, although he's reported to be thinking about retiring. Is that true?
Well, just because of his eyesight. He's having trouble with his eyes, and that's the only thing that's holding him back.
Yep. Do you think that the reason he's still healthy at the age of 92 is because of his work on the farm? The reason I ask you is because that's what I maintain. I'm a little older than you are, and I feel the same as I did when I was in my 30s. I physically can do the same amount of work, and I think that that's one of the reasons that I have stayed in shape, because mentally and physically, I'm very attuned to what's going on the farm. What about your dad?
I think so, too. It's out in the open air, and, you know, the sunshine, the wind, you know, stuff that just seems to keep you more toned up than it does being cooped up in a small place.
Yeah. So your father and you have always been eager to get into the fields. Do you have, you said you were the oldest at the time. Do you have other siblings that are involved in farming, or did it all go to you to be a farmer?
No, my brother, 10 years younger, he farms about 3,500 acres in southeast Missouri.
Mm-hmm. How many acres are you doing,
Joe? Cotton, soybeans, and corn.
Yeah, what are you doing?
I do the custom work that we always have on large acres with our combines, and then I also help manage a farm in northwest Mississippi.
So you're in Missouri.
I'm not cutting. No, so, I'm in Mississippi. He's in Missouri. The younger brother.
Okay. All right. Yeah. So there is a large... Your father working with you on that farm?
He has up until this year, and like I said, his eyesight cut him back this year, so he's in southeast Missouri where he lives and where my brother lives.
Mm-hmm. The reason I asked the question is because I wondered whether he was still an influence on you. Does he help you decide how to do things? Or who when you get right down to brass tacks, who has the most influence on you and your farming techniques?
Well, he always has. He's been an inspiration as we went along through time. Well, we've worked together since the day I was born, and up until he had to kind of semi-retire this year, he's still down and comes down and helps out. And when we were getting the combines ready for the fall harvest, he was down helping me, even though his eyes are a little bad.
I have a friend who I went to school with in Ohio, whose father, her name is Patricia Lust, and they have a farm. Her father and her brother have a farm it's a little community not far from, it's in the northwest part of Ohio, but they've been working together. He still gets up, I think he's 89 now, maybe 90, and up every morning and gets in his truck and drives out. He works on the equipment from dawn until dusk, and he doesn't do too much using the equipment, but he takes care of the equipment. They've been, I wonder how you are on this, they've stayed with older equipment, even though tax-wise it's better to buy new stuff, but they don't like messing with the new computers. What about you?
Well, we've tried to stay up with the new technology. We try to, keep our equipment within a 2 or 3 year old period on what we do.
You do?
If it's possible.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we have some old, older pieces and then newer pieces, but one of my old trucks we use on the farm is an 88 model that Daddy bought, and
mm-hmm.
then we use up, later model stuff also.
So what would you think if I told you that of the tractor, I have five or six International 435 balers that are about 45 years old. I've got a bunch of 6 Series Internationals, 826s, 856s, 806s. That's what I don't want. I don't like the newer stuff. I use that stuff.
Remember them well.
Yeah.
Remember them well.
Yeah. There's plenty of maintenance to do on them, but, you go out to buy something new to replace one of those balers, $34,000, $35,000. And it just, where I am, it doesn't pay.
That's right. In 1969, we bought 6 new combines and 6 new headers. And I was telling someone here the other day, last year we bought 1 new header, and it cost more than all 6 of the ones did when we bought six new ones in 69.
Yeah, it's crazy what prices are doing there and everything else. All right, we're having a conversation.
And our commodity prices are still as low as they as bad as they were in 69.
Yeah, that's what people don't get. Everybody likes cheap food, or everybody wants local food, but they don't want to pay for it. Tell me what your website is, Joe, so people can go look at you. You must have a website for your farm.
It's up and down. We've been having trouble with it, but it's smallfarmsllc.com.
.com,
yes.
Yep. All right, we'll continue our conversation on the American Family Farmer.
You might not know it, but fall is the perfect time to feed your lawn. So this football season, you can spend halftime eating some lukewarm bean dip, or you can head outside and run some lawn feeding routes using Scott's Turf Builder Winter Guard Fall Lawn Food. The conditions are ideal for grass to grow deep roots, so your lawn will be stronger come spring. So forget the room temperature dip. Get out there and pick up your bag today. Fall time is yard time with Scott's.
Welcome to Staples.
Staples guy, I have to move fast in business. Gotta go, go, go.
Well, then you need to see the all-new redesigned HP OfficeJet Pro printers.
Are they fast?
They're lightning fast and deliver two-sided prints, which saves you time and money. You can even print from your smartphone.
Sounds perfect.
And now at Staples, you can save up to $100 on one.
Fast, efficient, and I save money? So I can relax.
I can see the tension melting.
Yep, gotta go.
Away. Now save up to $100 on a fast new HP OfficeJet Pro. And save every day on ink and toner. Staples. Make more happen. For limited time, see store staples.com for details. Restrictions may apply. Geico presents a voicemail from your friend, Washing Machine.
Hi, it's Washing Machine. It's about, 7 o'clock on Wednesday. So, good news, bad news. First, I found your lost sock. Exciting! Also, I might have maybe flooded the whole basement. It's going to be pretty expensive. But hey, at least you got that sock.
Your washing machine won't pay for water damage. Luckily, one call to the Geico Insurance Agency makes it easy to switch and save on homeowners insurance.
Are you living with pain but concerned about the side effects of drugs? I was until I started taking 1 hour pain relief. And here's Lisa, a brave Marine who was seriously injured in Iraq.
After surviving an explosion, I was on horrible painkillers for lingering head, shoulder, and knee pain. My friend told me about 1 hour pain relief. Now I'm pain-free without the dangerous side effects.
1 hour pain relief is an all-natural extract from hops, the plant used to flavor beer.
It's safe and effective without the chemicals found in drugs, and your all-day relief starts in less than 1 hour.
Get a free one-week trial for just a small shipping charge with no automatic shipments. Call 800-400-5610 right now or visit onehourpainrelief.com. If you suffer from pain but worry about side effects, call 800-400-5610. Stop living with pain. Call 800-400-5610 or visit onehourpainrelief.com.
When you need to keep a business running, or a school, or a bakery, or an HVAC shop, or an auto body garage, a cleaning service, a locksmith, a contractor, a property management company, a restaurant, a grocery store, a dry cleaner, a hotel, a moving company, a hospital, or pretty much anything, you want Grainger. Grainger has the products and solutions to help a growing business succeed. Whatever you need, whenever you need it. Grainger's got your back. Call, clickgrainger.com, or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
All right, it's 19 after the hour, having a conversation with Joe Small, who has the small family farm in Missouri. No, you say, are you Missouri? I got confused that. Missouri or Mississippi?
Yeah. Well, my brother's in Missouri, and I'm in northwest Mississippi.
Okay. So, do you have any animals on your farm, or are you just a crop operation?
No, it's a row crop operation only. No livestock.
Have you ever thought of, what does that do for a farm like yours in terms of diversification? You obviously don't feel like you need to be diversified, but are others who are doing what you're doing, are they a little more diversified? Did I lose Joe? All right, hold on a second. We'll find him. It's 21 after. On the American Family Farmer, I'm Doug Steffen.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you, too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, There's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-954-9674. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-954-9674. That's 1-800-954-9674. 1-800-954-9674.
Why be held hostage by your wireless carrier for 2 years? What if you had no contract, no activation fees, no hidden costs, tracking, tracing, harvesting customer data, or draconian gimmicks? All on America's largest 4G LTE, GSM, and Sprint networks. Introducing Pix Wireless. Activate your Sprint, AT&T, or unlock GSM phones with Pix, and choose from an arsenal of monthly plans or build your own. Starting at only $2.99 per month. Get connected now. Call or click 1-866-205-9513 or PixWireless.com, spelled PIXWireless.com. Pick Pix and get connected today.
American Family Farmer on the air. I'm Doug Steffen. This week we're profiling a farmer in Mississippi named Joe Small and the story of his father. Actually, I want to make the father a more of a focal point in our conversation. We got the gist of how you're operating your farm, Joe. Your father comes from Missouri. I see that he was raised in a one-room log cabin. He has experience with the Civilian Conservation Corps, which must have helped him understand more about how maybe Mother Nature works. Do you think that's true? Or what was his father?
Yes, farm? Yes. At a young time, it kind of showed him a little bit more what went on in other places besides the little spot he was born in.
Well, you got to wonder sometimes what brings people around to this. You're 65. You want to keep going like your father has. What about your children? Who's there to keep the legacy going?
I have a son that's 42, and he's always worked in the farm business also, and still does.
Yeah, is he working with you or is he on his own?
He works with me and on his own, both.
Mm-hmm.
He works an outside job, plus he works in the harvesting operation.
Does that bother you and your friends? How many of us have to have other jobs in order to keep the farm going, and how few people understand that there's such a love for being around the farm, the ambiance of the farm, that will do almost anything? I have put myself in serious debt over the years trying to keep my farm running, and I don't know what the alternative. I mean, the alternative is not to do it, I guess, but that doesn't seem to be an option with most of us. But I don't think most people either know, or if they do know, I don't think they care. Do you?
Yes, and and somebody's got to man up and do it, or we won't have anything to eat. It's a growing population with a dwindling workforce.
Well, but they will tell you the people, the politicians, excuse me, want to pass the Trans-Pacific Partnership, which in my estimation will pretty much put every family farmer out of business in this country if that's passed. The Bayer-Monsanto merger, things like that basically tell you how to operate your farm. You don't have choices anymore because your choice is being taken away from you, and I wonder what you think about that.
Yeah, it's a very, very tough situation. It's a fight you know, every day against the odds are stacked against you. And, you know, but it seems like there's certain people in this business that, you know, want to stay regardless. Mm-hmm. And kind of like you said, if we had good sense sometimes, we would probably be doing something else. But we feel the urge that we've got to keep the country going.
Mm-hmm. Well, there'll be those people who will tell you there's plenty of food being produced elsewhere. And that's basically what the Trans-Pacific Partnership is all about, to allow food to come in here cheaper than what we can make it or grow it for. And that's why I say it'll put a lot of people out of business, because and then we'll be wondering in 10 years, 15 years, 20 years from now, how come we don't have enough food to feed ourselves? If we don't work on this, in my estimation, if we don't change the direction politically and economically that we're going, never mind not being the breadbasket of the world, we're not going to be able to feed ourselves in 25 or 30 years.
That's correct, and I think that's why the people that farm right now, what few is left, are so dedicated to it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, we see what the impact is. I want to talk to you about the biggest problem that you're facing when we continue. Joe Small, who's here from Small Farms LLC. It's smallfarmsllc.com. You want to check out the website. 28 minutes after the hour.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Has neck, back, or shoulder pain got you down? Go to sunshine-pillows.com and get soothing comfort, support, and pain relief fast. Their microwavable heat therapy pillows and wraps treat neck and shoulder pain, reduce stress, and relax the soul. An ergonomic pillow from Sunshine Pillow supports your head and neck on long trips or when simply resting at home. Be good to yourself. Visit sunshine-pillows.com. Sunshine-pillows.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Investment Rarities, a 43-year-old company, has created the best silver offer ever. Get a U.S. Silver Eagle, Canadian Maple Leaf, Austrian Philharmonic, OPM Pierre Bar, and Silver Round. Have all five for $99 postpaid. You heard me right, 5 ounces of silver below cost. No credit card fees, free shipping. Just $99 and you'll have a great start on what it takes to survive even the worst economic storm. Act now and receive Jim Cook's exclusive paper explaining how it's possible to make a fortune in silver today. Don't miss this opportunity. Call 800-328-1860. Read how the above-ground supply of silver has dropped below even gold. The secret is being suppressed. The price could explode at any time. Call today at 800-328-1860. Get 5 ounces of silver for only $99. Find them on the web at investmentrarities.com or call 800-328-1860. Call now before it's too late. 800-328-1860.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Now 34 after the hour on the American Family Farmer, I'm Doug Steffen with Joe Small, who has been farming the Small Farm LLC in Mississippi, is a perfect example of the kinds of things that are being faced by people in our country who want to stay on the farm. The father here, Jesse, is somebody who's been profiled in Time magazine. Is that true?
Yes.
What was the reason they found your father so interesting as compared to any of the others? Is it because at 92 he still wants to be a farmer?
Now, they did it back in 1978.
Wow.
September of 1978.
Why? What was going on then?
We were running a big, you know, custom off cutting operation with the combines, and some of the guys thought it was an interesting life and started checking into it, and then they did a nice article about us, and mm-hmm. at that time, a few other things over time came along, kind of reputation and stuff, mm-hmm. and somebody just heard about it and checked into it.
How many people do you have working for you?
On the average, we run anywhere from 3 to 30.
Really? What makes the difference?
Well, at the different times of year, during the harvest season and stuff, and then on, like my brother's farm, he has 4 full-time people and that work year-round, and then we have part-time that works during the harvest seasons and stuff, when it slows down on the other. As this farm that I manage on, when we're not combining, runs about 30 people from March till November.
What's the biggest problem that you face? Is it employees? Is it getting financing? More and more I talk to people about the credit shortfall. The banks don't want a loan because of the iffiness of what's going on in the marketplace. We certainly find that in the dairy industry. So how do you keep something going if you don't have access to the credit markets? And I wonder how that affects you. Are you in a position where you pay cash for everything at this point?
Oh, no, we have borrow huge, you know, you have to borrow huge amounts of money on equipment and everything. It no way to out of pocket. The expenses and stuff are too great. You know, it takes several million dollars to operate a farm of any size anymore. And like you said, credit is a factor, and finding the outlet of the money is a factor because of the iffiness she's talking about. It's a full-time job just keeping enough cash flow to keep everything going.
So how do you give ideas to people who are listening? This is a big problem for lots of people who are running family farms just like yours. They have to find their way through the credit markets because, as you've suggested, it costs millions of dollars to buy some of this equipment if you have any size at all. So how do you do it? Give us a helpful hint as to how you successfully have been able to make that work.
Well, it's just trying to keep enough money to keep your payments made, keep your bills paid, and at the end of the year, hope you've got enough to go one more time.
That's pretty simple, isn't it? pretty simple.
People don't realize what it costs, but, you know, they see big equipment and this or that. They think a person's very wealthy when, you know, sometimes he's not making a dollar an hour for the hours he puts in.
Yeah. No, that's very, very true. It's very difficult. It's if you worry about getting paid by the hour, you better not be doing what you're doing.
That's for sure.
No, it's not going to. What about safety issues with you, Joe? Again, I'm trying to touch on many different things that I'm sure you've dealt with that will help others to see perhaps a way of doing better what they're doing. So how do you handle safety issues on your farm?
We try to keep a step ahead of the problem that's coming. You try to learn over the years to see the problem coming. And, we have such a trouble with the drug problems anymore and in the labor force. And you have to try to be one step ahead of it at all times. And that's almost a full-time operation. You know, when you're safety director, mechanic, business, there's just not enough time in the day for all of it to get done.
Right. And people, but you can't afford to have people doing it because as you've suggested, it's a very tight, you got to be really carefully managing the money. It just is that simple. You go out and you have a budget. If you can keep to the budget, maybe it's more simple than that. You just, pay the bills and hope there's something left over. There are so many, and that's kind of why I went to the credit route with you to talk about that and how you, that's the number one cause of business failure as far as I'm concerned, when your sales aren't high enough, even if you have a strong sales effort. But yours, you're in the commodity business. What you take in is decided on by people they don't even know you, right? I mean, you're putting your stuff out there. What you harvest is going into a pool, and basically it's the same as dairy. Somebody's decided elsewhere what you're going to get paid for your product.
Well, what really makes it tough is when you sell wholesale and buy retail.
Yeah.
It's reversed to what it should be.
Yeah.
And, that's one of our big problems. It's kind of like our wheat, is so cheap when the wrapper on the loaf of bread costs more than the wheat in the bread.
Yeah.
Does, there's a problem.
Yeah.
But, this problem's been there for years.
Yeah, it has.
Nobody understands, it's hard for people outside to understand what, that food cost is and how it's produced and how much it takes to produce it. And, the EPA has, came in and set regulations that is costing thousands of dollars a year.
And are unnecessary, completely unnecessary.
it's kind of like our new equipment that's went to the DELF program to have to put the DELF in it. Another added expense. The cost of the engines is tremendous.
Yep.
Because of it, it's just so out of proportion to what the intake is, and everyone's sitting scratching their head wondering what's going to take place next, what are we going to do to keep this thing going, and so much of our stuff imported. We have trouble getting that, cost of shipping, cost of other stuff for parts on imported goods. Everything eats from the bottom up.
Mm-hmm. That's for sure. Hold on a second. I want to continue and get a little more information as we tell the story of the small farm operation in Mississippi with Joe Small, paying tribute as well to his father, Jesse, who has retired from farming at the age of 92. So this is a multi-tiered conversation about Jesse the father, how he got started and what he kept going, and what Joe has continued to do at his age and will hopefully continue until he's his father's age. I certainly want to do that myself on my farm. A lot of grain... This business, this area is big in the grain business, so that's really what they're dealing with, the value of the commodity that they're growing. Let's pause and think about your health for a moment. Talk about blood flow, the healthy circulation that you have in your body right now, or maybe you don't have it in your body right now. It is critically important as you get older to make sure that you support healthy blood flow and getting dietary nitrates through SuperBeets into your body so it can convert to nitric oxide and get the arteries opened up so the blood goes to your brain, to your muscles, to every part of your body. And SuperBeets is the best way for you to get the natural dietary nitrates that you need. Put a scoop in a 4-ounce glass of water, maybe put it in a smoothie, and man, are you all set for the day. Open up your circulation possibilities. Blood pressure levels stay normal. SuperBeets works 3 times faster to give you the results that you can feel. This is not artificial anything. This is all natural, non-GMO beets that are grown, cooked, dried, and powdered. So in that canister, when you open it up, you have a smell. If you like the smell of beets, okay. If you don't, you like cherry. Comes in cherry flavors as well. This is the hottest nutrition product on the market. SuperBeets. Everybody is taking it. Everybody is talking about it. Athletes, racers, runners, anybody who wants to have more from their fitness program is on top of SuperBeets. So make yourself right now, as you decide how to spend whatever little extra money you may have, this is a secret way for you to keep healthy. Eating clean and taking SuperBeets. Call for a 30-day free supply, 800-655-4183. Yep, you get a 30-day supply free when you have your first order processed. It's very easy. This company has been in business a long time, and they give you a money-back guarantee because they all know that if the product doesn't work, you shouldn't have to pay for it. And their reputation is so solid because they are making a great product. Otherwise, they go out of business. If everybody sent it back, you know what I'm saying. 800-655-4183. Call that number now and order SuperBeets. 800-655-4183. Very compelling product. 800-655-4183. Or order it online at DougLikesBeets.com.
You might not know it, but fall is the perfect time to feed your lawn. So this football season, you can spend halftime eating some lukewarm bean dip, or you can head outside and run some lawn feeding routes using Scott's Turf Builder WinterGuard Fall Lawn Food. The conditions are ideal for grass to grow deep roots, so your lawn will be stronger come spring. So forget the room temperature dip. Get out there and pick up your bag today. Fall time is yard time with Scott's.
Welcome to Staples.
Staples guy, I have to move fast in business. Gotta go, go, go.
Well, then you need to see the all-new redesigned HP OfficeJet Pro printers.
Are they fast?
They're lightning fast and deliver two-sided prints, which saves you time and money. You can even print from your smartphone.
Sounds perfect.
And now at Staples, you can save up to $100 on one.
Fast, efficient, and I save money? So I can relax.
I can see the tension melting.
Yep, gotta go.
Away. Now save up to $100 on a fast new HP OfficeJet Pro. And save every day on ink and toner. Staples. Make more happen.
For limited time, see store staples.com for details. Restrictions may apply.
Geico presents a voicemail from your friend, Washing Machine.
Hi, it's Washing Machine. It's about, 7 o'clock on Wednesday. So, good news, bad news. First, I found your lost sock. Exciting. Also, I might have maybe flooded the whole basement. It's going to be pretty expensive. But hey, at least you got that sock.
Your washing machine won't pay for water damage. Luckily, one call to the Geico Insurance Agency makes it easy to switch and save on homeowners insurance.
Are you living with pain but concerned about the side effects of drugs? I was until I started taking 1 hour pain relief. And here's Lisa, a brave Marine who was seriously injured in Iraq.
After surviving an explosion, I was on horrible painkillers for lingering head, shoulder, and knee pain. My friend told me about 1 hour pain relief. Now I'm pain-free without the dangerous side effects.
1 hour pain relief is an all-natural extract from hops, the plant used to flavor beer.
It's safe and effective without the chemicals found in drugs, and your all-day relief starts in less than 1 hour.
Get a free one-week trial for just a small shipping charge with no automatic shipments. Call 800-400-5610 right now or visit onehourpainrelief.com. If you suffer from pain but worry about side effects, call 800-400-5610. Stop living with pain. Call 800-400-5610 or visit onehourpainrelief.com.
When you need to keep a business running, or a school, or a bakery, or an HVAC shop, or an auto body garage, a cleaning service, a locksmith, a contractor, a property management company, a restaurant, a grocery store, a dry cleaner, a hotel, a moving company, a hospital, or pretty much anything, you want Grainger. Grainger has the products and solutions to help a growing business succeed. Whatever you need, whenever you need it. Grainger's got your back. Call clickgrainger.com or stop by. Grainger. For the ones who get it done.
It started at Bunkle Night. A little tickle in my throat, says Sandra. Then comes Colin barking like a seal. That cough, that's the flu. And then it spreads to Edna, to Wiley, to Marjorie. But when it comes to your door, you won't be answering because you got your flu shot at Rite Aid, where they care about you and your health. So while they're seeing doctors and sweating through fevers, you'll be teaching your granddaughter the two-deck shuffle. Shield yourself at Rite Aid before it's too late. If you're over 65, the CDC recommends flu and pneumonia shots. No appointments necessary, and they're free with Medicare Part B. Rite Aid. With us, it's personal. Flu vaccines available while supplies last. Age restrictions apply in some states. Pharmacy for details.
All right, 47 after the hour. A few more minutes here with Joe Small from the small farm in Mississippi. I asked you about the biggest problems that you face. What's when you look back and at the end of the day or the end of the week or the end of the month or end of the year, you smile about something. What makes you smile the most?
When you plant the fields, you watch them all year, you harvest them. It goes back to the same spot it was the year before. You just get ready to do it again.
It really is a fabulous feeling. I think about that when I watch cows being, when the calves are born and bringing them through, or when I plant corn, or we're out now planting a lot of hay fields. Hopefully it'll catch before the bad weather. Those sorts of things. But you watch things grow. That is a motivating force that's so powerful. Isn't it, Joe? The watching of things growing and coming out of what is the death season, wintertime, and into spring and watching it all grow. It's such a fantastic feeling.
Yes, it is. And, God created a tremendous thing when you could plant one seed and get 5,000 back from it.
Yeah.
It's tremendous.
As long as you don't tell Monsanto you're doing that, you're fine. Oh, my God. What a world we live in. People need to value what you do and what's done on the farm, and that's part of the reason for this program. The other part is for you and others like you to tell your stories so that we can all learn from your successes. So thank you. Congratulations to your father on his many years as a terrific farmer. And the best to you. Hopefully you and I will both be talking again in 30 years about what we've done for the last 30 years. Thanks, Joe Small, for being here on the American Family Farmer.
fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
ProPure Water Filters, making water great again. Taste and feel the difference with state-of-the-art filter technology. Pro 1 G2.0 and Pro Max filters are independent lab-tested to NSF standards. Choose from gravity, countertop, pitcher, shower, and inline filtration products. There's a ProPure for you. Buy risk-free today. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Past the hour. I'm Dutch Steffen with these comments. My first focus is on the proposed IRS regulations. Some of you may have heard about them through your ag organization. Some of you may not have heard how this president and this administration wants to increase what your family may pay as you transfer the business and the farm itself down to the next generation, according to what has shown up on those who are looking at the, with an eagle eye on what Mr. Obama is trying to do in his lame duck term between the election and the inauguration, is increase the estate tax on farms and businesses by 40%. This is a grab unprecedented by these so-and-sos. The regulations require that that you take a discount. The government, before you take the discount, will tax you on the real value, but then when you transfer it to your family or a charity, you got to take a discount. Let's say you're a farmer and you own a company with a couple thousand acres of farmland. At the time of your death, the value is $20 million. His will provides that half goes to his heirs and half will be given to his local church. Normal valuation principles call for the farm to be valued at $13 million. However, the proposed regulations that Obama wants to put in would require the estate to value the farm at $20 million and then value the 50% going to charity at $6.5 million. So they're going to screw you by taking $6.5 million, which was half of the $13 million that it's being valued at, but they're going to tax you on the 20 million. So you're going to pay $3.5 million in taxes on this. $3.5 million in taxes on land that you farmed and that you want to give to your children in order for them. I don't know any farmer who got $3.5 million laying around on the bank so that when he dies he can give it. So what happens? Land gets forfeited, developed, and we have less land in production. Brilliant. And what do they do with the money? You see what they do with the money. You want to protest this? You better know who you're voting for in November. That would be my recommendation to you. In a moment, another government boondoggle, this time in the state of Virginia. That's up next here on the American Family Farmer.
Sons love fall. They love backyard touch football and kids diving into leaf piles. But what lawns really love is fall's cool air and warm soil.
That's why now is the time to use Scott's Turf Builder Grass Seed to help repair and thicken your lawn from the long summer. Scott's Turf Builder Grass Seed grows grass quicker, thicker, and greener, guaranteed. So pick up a bag today. Fall time is yard time with Scott's.
Welcome to Geico's Motorcycle Meanderings.
Oh man, this is great. I sure saved a lot of money by switching to Geico. I scored some big savings, and now I can use their mobile app 24/7 for all sorts of stuff. Life just makes sense now. What doesn't make sense is, if a highway splits, it's a fork in the road, then wouldn't the long straight stretch be a knife in the road? And then, wouldn't a cul-de-sac be a spoon in the road? What would a spork be?
Geico Motorcycle. Savings that make sense.
All right, so let's go on the Family Farmer to the state of Virginia, where vendors who are preparing food on site for samples and farmers markets, that sort of thing, are now being told that they have to get a temporary food vendor's permit from the Virginia Department of Health. When you look at, and this is happening, I had the same problem here in my community with the clueless people in management that don't really know. I mean, these people in the agriculture department should know what's going on and why it is that they need permits and food sanitation inspections now. This is just slicing into the amount of money these farmers can make. It's harassment as far as I'm concerned, and I bet you're seeing it. Maybe I shouldn't have brought it up because this may give people listening who are in these positions an idea that they didn't have before. Oh, wow, we can make them all get inspected. That's $35. That's $50 for slicing a vegetable for customers to see what it tastes like or have a little taste of ice cream or something like that. Now, what they say is that they're worried about widespread foodborne illness and that this might be an opportunity for listeria or salmonella or E. coli to come in. So tell me, what does inspecting it do for it? If you were really on our side, you'd have ways of preventing it. You'd come to us with ways to prevent it from being a problem, not come in and inspect us, send in the state health inspectors to inspect us and they give you a fine if they come up with some way of measuring what the level of bacteria is. How about you come fix it with us? How about you do something good for us for a change? How about that for food for thought there, you folks in Virginia and elsewhere who are overpowering the local family farmer? 59 past the hour.
You know about RVs, you've heard about bunkers, but surviving is not recreation, and man wasn't made to live underground. Introducing Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid survival bug-out house that's mobile, well-equipped, and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Go to survivalistcamps.com to learn more. That's survivalistcamps.com, providing your basic needs to survive. Survivalistcamps.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.